AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Five people are dead, eight others hurt, some critically, after a fourth-floor apartment balcony collapsed this morning in Berkeley, California. Police say they're trying to figure out what happened and how many people may have been on the balcony at the time it came down. Tropical Storm Bill bringing heavy rain to much of East Texas as the storm comes ashore near Matagorda Bay this morning. Harris County Judge Ed Emmett says one positive about the storm, it's arriving during the day.
Later in the morning, maybe 5 to noon, something like that. But in fact, that's good news because that makes it a daylight event as opposed to the Memorial Day event, which was largely at night when people couldn't see.
Flooding is likely, as forecasters say there could be up to a foot of rain from that storm in East Texas. Longtime friend and advisor to former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton goes before the House committee investigating the Benghazi attack. Jerry Bodlander tells us more.
The committee will question Sidney Blumenthal in private about emails he sent Clinton about Libya before and after the attack on the consulate. Among the two dozen or so released by the State Department was an email in which he cited sensitive sources who said the attack was terrorism. Committee members want to know the background behind those emails and whether he was paid for them. Blumenthal, who worked for the Clinton Foundation at the time, has said he sent information he thought she might find interesting or helpful. Clinton said the emails were unsolicited. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Police in Central Florida say two Michigan boys spending the summer with their grandmother shot a BB gun at four people who were relaxing by the pool at an apartment complex. The Daytona Beach News Journal reports that one woman was hit in the shoulder and the mouth, breaking two bottom teeth. The 12 and 16-year-olds are back in Michigan, but they could be extradited back to Florida on battery charges. This is AP Radio News. That big cyber break-in is a threat to government spy defenses. Sandy Kozel tells us more.
When hackers broke into a database filled with the private information of U.S. security clearance holders, they likely got access to the names of foreign relatives of some of those officials who are living abroad. U.S. officials say the breach will complicate the deployment and promotion of American intelligence professionals with special language skills and diverse backgrounds. They worry that China will seek to gain leverage over Americans with access to secrets by pressuring their foreign relatives, particularly if they happen to be living in China. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Privacy advocates say they've walked away from a government-run effort with industry to find voluntary protocols for facial recognition technology. The group say that minimally, people should be able to walk down a public street without fear that companies they've never heard of are tracking their every movement. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.